This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Heading off to the American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention is always exciting. It's the culmination of much planning and a grassroots policy development process that is foundational to Farm Bureau's identity and influence. Farm Bureau has done some great work to ensure farmers and ranchers' voices are heard and to implement the policies surfaced and approved by our grassroots leaders. We've had a number of successes, including expanding markets for our exports, reining in excessive regulation that would sap farmers' productivity and profitability, and opening up conversations with consumers about the benefits of today's farm practices. One of the best examples of success has come in just the last couple of years with our efforts to roll back the EPA's and Corps of Engineers Water of the U.S. rule, which would give the federal agencies an in to dictate and even prevent farmland use based merely on whether rainwater collects in a field. It was Farm Bureau that had the expertise to analyze the fine print of the rule and sounded the alarm about this gross attempt at federal overreach. It was Farm Bureau members who spoke up by the tens of thousands and said, ditch the rule. Because of those efforts, the rule is on hold, temporarily in a way, and it faces court challenges and it is under intense scrutiny by Congress. Another big success, one that we worked for years to achieve, came last month when Congress enacted a permanent extension of expired tax provisions that will help farmers and ranchers keep more of their money in their pockets when buying farm equipment or selling land, buildings, livestock, timber, and other assets. That is what I call having an impact. Vermont's GMO labeling law and other state laws in the works mean farmers are pushing harder than ever for a national GMO standard. Without a nationwide code, farmers say, consumers as well as food producers will be left to deal with a patchwork of state laws. AFBF's Andrew Walmsley says that lawmakers and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack are expected to continue the discussion about GMO labeling this year. The goal is to address not only Vermont's upcoming challenge, but a myriad of other states taking action, which has the potential to wreak havoc on the nation's food system. AFBF filed comments with the Environmental Protection Agency regarding the agency's proposal to revoke all tolerances for chlorpyrifos, an insecticide that is widely used within agriculture. AFBF supports its continued availability for farmers. The National Horse and Burro Rangeland Management Coalition has launched a public information and education campaign to provide insights to the general public about the challenges excess wild horses and burros pose to western rangelands. The campaign aims to increase awareness of the need for better management actions to improve and maintain the health of western public rangelands for the benefit of wild horses and burros, wildlife, livestock grazing, and other multiple uses, as well as ensure the best use of taxpayers' dollars. Visit www.wildhorserange.org for more information. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court recently issued a very favorable ruling that reversed a Superior Court's decision telling a lower court that a jury should hear arguments and decide what constitutes normal agricultural practices. Ag groups involved in the lawsuit, including Pennsylvania Farm Bureau, were concerned with the Superior Court's ruling, feeling that policymakers, not juries, were best equipped to decide what constitutes normal agricultural practices. The Supreme Court's ruling reinforces the principle that questions surrounding what is considered to be part of normal agricultural operation under the state's right to farm laws protection from nuisance suits are for courts to decide, not juries. Congress's recent passage of legislation making permanent or extending several tax provisions important to agriculture is a great example of how the groundwork farmers and ranchers have laid all year can pay off. Over the past 12-plus months, they have been explaining to their lawmakers how tax provisions like Section 179 small business expensing and bonus depreciation make the difficult business of running a farm more manageable. In the past, Congress had approved 1 or 2 year extensions, sometimes retroactively, of these critical provisions. Though that was helpful, not knowing from 1 year to next whether key small business tax provisions would be available made it extremely challenging for farmers and ranchers to make the best decisions about equipment purchases and other farm and ranch improvements and investments. The Agriculture Department's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has issued an updated federal order for swine enteric coronavirus diseases. Changes include reprioritizing all remaining emergency funds to pay for diagnostic testing, eliminating the herd plan requirement and subsequent reimbursements to veterinarians authoring those plans, and eliminating reimbursement for biosecurity expenses. SECD will continue to be a reportable disease. APHIS responded to outbreaks of SECD with the original federal order in June 2014 that made SECD a reportable disease. Reporting criteria for producers, veterinarians, and diagnostic laboratories did not change with this latest update. The updated federal order took effect January 4th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.